Hey guys, have you heard of Belief Breakthrough? If you haven't, oh my gosh, you need to hear all about it. It is amazing. It helped me change my life. And in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the 10 steps of a belief breakthrough using the one I had yesterday as an example. So sit back, relax, get ready to take notes, and welcome to the podcast.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hello and welcome to the episode. Today we are going to talk about one of my favorite processes ever in order to overcome blocks, especially money blocks and success blocks and weight loss blocks. This process is amazing. It is called a belief breakthrough. And I learned it from Chris Krohn, and he wrote a book on it called Limitless. So if you want to check out that book, it is on Amazon. His name is Chris Krohn, both with a K, K-R-O-H-N. And he was also one of my personal mentors. I've been to his house. I have his personal phone number. It's awesome. He has taught me so much and helped me break through so many limiting beliefs. So what I am going to do today is go through the 10 steps of a belief breakthrough. And you can use this on literally anything in your life that you are struggling with. So the first thing that you're going to do is get grounded. And what I mean by that is that you're going to take some really deep breaths with your eyes closed in a comfortable position where you will not be interrupted for the next several minutes, maybe even a half hour. And you're just going to focus on your breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with each breath, try to go a little deeper than your previous one. Try to reach that bottom quarter of your lungs that never sees oxygen. And while you're doing that, just focus on your breathing, and it will shut down the chatter in your brain and provide oxygen to parts of your brain that normally don't get enough oxygen, and you will feel calm, peaceful, and ready for this breakthrough process. All right, once you are grounded, ask yourself, what is the biggest limiting belief coming up for me right now? And then just listen. What is it? I did one yesterday. And yesterday, the limiting belief that came up for me was that I cannot express myself with enough clarity to really make a difference. And people don't really understand me. They don't get it. So that was my limiting belief that came up yesterday. If you can't think of a limiting belief right off, a really good way to do it is to say, why haven't I reached this goal XYZ? Whatever your goal is right now, why haven't I reached that goal yet? And something will probably immediately come to you. Something like, well, I can't make myself follow through. I can't make myself do this, do that, etc. I don't feel worthy. It's too hard. I don't have enough time. Those are all limiting beliefs. So that's a good way to find one if one does not immediately come up. All right. The next step is ask yourself, when I think about this limiting belief, what is the first memory that comes up? Now, I've noticed a lot of people argue with themselves over this memory. They will instantly get a flash of a memory and then instantly dismiss it as not being the right one. Let me just guarantee right now, whatever limiting belief was formed happened in a memory that will come to your mind. So don't argue with it. Whatever comes to mind, that is the correct memory. And it may seem totally unrelated in the moment, but trust me when I say It is always the right memory. It's amazing how this works. All right, the next step is go back into that memory, relive it for a minute, and ask yourself, what decision did I make about myself in that moment? So for me, the memory was of getting in trouble because I wanted to open the door and my dad wanted the door closed. And I couldn't understand why he was mad and why the door had to stay the way it was. And it was just a lot of miscommunication. But in that moment, here's what I decided about me. I decided that I cannot express myself clearly enough to be understood. And that I have trouble understanding what other people are really saying. So that became a limiting belief. That was my deeper belief that day. That is what I decided about myself in the moment. So figure out what you decided about yourself during the painful moment of that memory. Next, now this is the part where you are likely to get emotional, and that's awesome. I'm always a fan of that. Examine the cost of having that belief about yourself, because that cost, I mean, that belief has become a filter through which you see yourself and the world. And that filter is false. And it has cost you things. It has cost you money. It has cost you in your health. It has cost you in your relationships. And it has cost you in your personal power. So go through each of those areas and determine what has it cost you to have that negative belief about yourself. So guess what? I'm a speaker. I've got a problem if my limiting belief is that I can't express myself clearly enough to be understood. That's a terrible belief for a speaker to have, you guys. So, of course, that has caused me problems. That has caused me to not show up 100%. That has caused me to not fully embrace my quest for a TED Talk. That has cost me probably millions of dollars in clients and coaching fees and speaking fees. It has cost me in my personal power. It's cost me confidence and in my health. I'm sure it has cost me problems with telling my doctor about my symptoms or being clear in telling my doctor what I want and, you know, not getting the best care I could get. So go through the costs, figure out what it is costing you to have that belief. And then go in the future. If you keep this belief, what are the costs in the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? Okay. After you have determined the cost of this belief, the next step is to ask yourself if you are ready to stop paying that cost now and shift to a new belief that serves you better. And I like to have people ask themselves this out loud and answer yourself out loud. Say, yes, I am done paying this cost and I am ready to give myself permission to shift to a new belief that serves me better. And I give myself permission now to do it. Your subconscious really needs to hear you say some things out loud. So now you get to come up with that new belief that you're going to switch to and claim it out loud with conviction. Now there's three rules with a new belief. It has to follow the three P's, which is personal, positive, and present. So make sure your new belief is about you, not about other people. Okay, I couldn't say something in my new belief, which is, by the way, an affirmation. Your new belief is also an affirmation. And because of the law of free will, I can't change someone else's thoughts or behaviors or actions. I can only change mine. So make sure your new belief is personal. And then make sure it is positive. You don't want to mention the thing you don't want. You know, if you did a search on Google for "don't show me unicorns," of course, Google is going to show you hundreds of results for unicorns because you mentioned unicorns. So don't mention the thing that you don't want in your new belief. So if you say, I don't want to have an overdrawn bank account anymore, that would be terrible because you're mentioning the thing you don't want. So make it positive and say instead, I am so grateful that my bank account is at four figures or more, or that my bank account is overflowing, or that my bank account is always above $5,000 balance. Say it however works for you, but make sure it's positive. And then the third P is present tense. Don't say I will. Don't say I can. Claim it as if it is happening right now. I am. I have. I do. Okay? Never say will or can, because those are future and vague tense. So I am an effective communicator. I speak with clarity and I am easily understood. That would be a good new belief for me. All right, next step is you get to choose a trusted person to go back in time with you to that memory. Now, you can either rewrite the memory, which is my favorite thing to do, or you can revisit it. You can see it with new eyes. You can see it with a fresh perspective. You can read the minds of the people that hurt you and see what was really happening. You do whatever serves you best for that memory. Mine is almost always a complete rewrite. But my husband prefers to see it with a new perspective. So really, whatever works best for you. So choose someone to go with you. This person is going to know how to say or do the exact right thing to take the pain out of this memory and instead fill it with peace and joy and accomplishment. Okay, so you choose somebody that you trust completely. And here are the rules for that. It can be literally anyone at any point in time. So it could be your mother when she was 3 years old. It could be your passed on grandmother. It could be yourself in the future. It could be yourself in the past. It could be God. It could be Jesus. It could be Buddha. It could be literally anybody at any point along their timeline, living or even imaginary. Like, you could take a movie character. Anybody that you know would say or do the perfect thing in that moment. All right, so choose your trusted advocate. And now the next step is to head back to that memory and do what needs to be done. Take them with you. So you, your trusted advocate, and your younger self are all together. And now the memory goes how? Do you rewrite it? Or do you see it with new perspective? Go ahead and do that now. All right. When you have fixed the memory so that it is no longer painful, you get to choose a celebration because you have just done something amazing. You have rewritten your history. You have removed a limiting belief. And you are installing a new one. And that is reason to celebrate, you guys. So you get to choose a way to celebrate. And remember that positive emotions help anchor in new beliefs very effectively. So do something that makes you so happy. And I'll tell you how mine went. So I chose Tony Robbins as my trusted advocate. And Tony came back and he had a talk with my dad about anger management. And then he had a talk with me about how my parents were dealing with their anger in a less than effective way and that they were going to work on it and that they loved me and it had nothing to do with how they felt about me. And then we ran around the yard and played and we caught fireflies in a jar. And I climbed up on the picnic table and I shouted my new beliefs at the top of my lungs while I released the lightning bugs like a lantern festival. And then Tony gave me piggyback rides all around the backyard until he left. It was so fun and I loved it. So that was my celebration. Choose something that brings a smile to your face. And another one I often do is that I teleport magically to Disneyland on a day where there are no lines and therefore get to ride every ride I want as often as I want. That's another fun celebration. So pick something that makes you really happy to help anchor it in. All right, so you've chosen your new belief. You've rewritten your past. You have celebrated the rewrite or the new perspective. And so your final step is to choose some action to do within the next 24 hours to help that new belief take root and to get really big and strong, because it is a brand new neural pathway. So it is tiny, tiny, tiny. And your old belief lived a long time. So it's like a giant rope. Okay. You've got this little tiny string compared to a giant rope. You're cutting off all nourishment to the big old rope now. And so you're going to focus it on this little new belief so that it can become a big old rope. So what can you do within the next 24 hours to help this new belief take root and grow strong? And then please make sure you do that step. Whatever comes to you, make sure you do it and do it within 24 hours. Now that new belief you've got is an affirmation. And if you are an affirmations person, add that to your list of daily affirmations. Also, I always recommend posting it where you can see it so that you read it every day. Every time you pass it, you read it. So you remind yourself who you are and what your new belief is. Okay, you guys, that is it. I am excited to hear how your belief breakthroughs go. Please, if you feel like it, send me your new beliefs. I love hearing them. My email is kelly@thequeenofmanifesting.com. And I would love to hear from you. All right, you guys have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next time.